You're listening to 3D Radio 93.7 FM, listening to our top 100 plus one on this lovely Saturday morning. So we just heard from Vixen Vixen with Crusher at number 95, at number 96, at number 96 was Vixen Vixen with Crusher. Too many numbers here in front of me. And at number 97 we had Wex Stabler. However, at number 95 we have got a band called Higgs Field, and we have got Kyle on the phone. Hi, Kyle. How are you?
Good morning. Very good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I am great, thank you. Congratulations. Getting in at number five in the top 101.
95.
What did I say?
Five.
Oh, did I? Oh, goodness. Okay, it is early in the morning. Coming
five
in.
Would be nice.
Yeah.
95 as well.
You never know. You never know. We don't know the rest of the chart, actually.
Yeah, that's true. We've only got a little block here in front of us. So tell us a little bit about Higgs Field.
So we're a four-piece, I think you'd call us prog rock, sort of hard rock band, I guess, that's formed in Mount Gambier a couple of years ago, just before COVID hit, and then just spent majority of the COVID time just writing and recording and ended up releasing an EP right before our first gig. So, yeah.
Oh, that's an interesting way to do it. Sort of do the recording first and then play it live. Was it different playing it live to in the recording studio? Did you find that a different process?
We actually didn't, which was good, because we used to just practice religiously. Reason being is mainly we didn't have anything else to do during COVID times. Of course, in lockdown, we couldn't really practice, but once with, you know, restrictions were lifted and I was able to have people up here, we sort of practice every week, and, you know, we'd quite often have, you know, a couple of mates around and their partners and that. So it was always a mini gig every week. So once we got to play our first gig, it was pretty much just in front of all our friends and family. So it felt like just a gigantic practice, which was cool.
Yeah, that's very cool. And are you in Mount Gambier, did you say?
Yeah, down in cold, wet Mount Gambier.
Yeah, yep. And is there, what's the live venues like in around that area?
We've actually got some really good ones. We were actually lucky enough to play our first gig at our local theatre, at the Sir Robert Helpman Theatre. That's somewhere that I used to work, and we were running a show called Local and Live with our good friends from Chelsea Manor. So our first gig was actually at a big professional theatre stage with a heap of lighting and professional sound and a big digital backdrop, and it got live streamed, and we were very lucky in that sense. But majority of our gigs are played at most of our local pubs, and we've got about two or three where they're very, very supportive of live music here and love putting on shows.
Oh, it sounds like that's an amazing scene down there then. That would be fabulous, doing it in a theatre with a big stage and the lighting and everything.
Yeah, it was definitely an experience. It was really, really cool. We're very grateful for the opportunity.
Yeah, no, that's great, Kyle. And I've got some notes here next to your name, which I wasn't sure whether to read out about. But you've got a nickname, Fingers Gleed, something about a missing finger and a weird toe.
That'd be our guitarist, Liam. He thinks he's quite hilarious.
Okay.
He's probably listening right now, cracking up laughing in bed. I definitely don't have a missing finger or a weird toe. they're skinny and lanky, but they're not weird, I don't think. But I'm the bass guitarist, and I play with my fingers all the time. I'm awful with a pick. And Liam had this social media post idea where he'd give us all a nickname and a backstory, which is all completely bogus. But, mine was Fingers Glees. Because, now every time we have a gig and there's a part where there's just bass guitar playing, everyone screams out Fingers. So
Well, we'll have to look up and see what he said about the rest of the band now. That's really yeah. funny.
Yeah, there's actually some pretty funny stories he's come up with, and I was lucky enough to be the one to come up with his. So.
Well, what's his?
Yeah, I called him the bear because he's just got this big, fluffy brown beard, and he just gives everyone a hug. So, yeah, I said you would most likely find him next to a river catching live salmon or climbing a tree to get to a honey pot.
Well, thank you so much for chatting to us, Carl. We're going to have a listen to Paracousia. Is that how you pronounce that track?
Yeah, that's right. That's the name of the EP, Paracousia.
Oh, I think the actual track we're going to hear is Guilty.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, awesome.
Yeah. Thank you, Carl.
No worries. Have a great day. Happy Hottest 101.
Yeah. Bye.
Cheers.